This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Don't forget, match day. Match day right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United takes on Orlando. Pregame at 6:30 with Abe. Kickoff at 7:30 with Mike and Jason. And hopefully they can build on the performance from the weekend, make it two in a row. We'd love to see it, but Atlanta United playing tonight right here on the radio station. 20 minutes away from Grant McCauley joining us to talk about the Braves. Now, we haven't talked to him since Ronald came back, so we can talk about how fun it's been to have Ronald Acuna back. And then we can talk about all the other stuff that's going on with the team, unfortunately. Yeah. And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 140.
Did Schmidt shave the goatee?
Oh, did he?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
I don't think so.
I was like, he had it on last night.
Yeah,
no, he had it on last night.
I'm not paying attention to
Schmidt right now because I'm like, did he ever shave that thing up? Because
maybe it's time.
I forgot who was talking about it. Most athletes do the same thing when something or you're in a slump or something, you do something like shave your hair or something like that. Because Bryce Harper was struggling, cut off the locks, been balling ever since. I know he got hit yesterday and everything. But yeah, do you think about who was it?
When Arthur Smith panic
shaved his mustache and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, altering your body thinking it's going to bring you good luck, it's not always works.
Nope.
You know, I should not say altering your body.
Yeah, just trimming some hairs not necessarily going to improve the performance.
Yeah. Like you maybe just not having a good, but maybe just not having a good year. But yeah. I said body altering stuff.
Yeah.
That's not what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, you're not just going to shave all of a sudden become
exactly.
Hank Aaron.
Exactly. You know, but you know, I guess sometimes, you know, I'm trying to think, have I ever done it? No, but I was always a routine person. And if something worked, I would do it, repeat it over and over again.
Right.
But I wouldn't alter stuff to my appearance.
Yeah, people do crazy stuff, right? It's like, oh, this isn't working. I got to tie my left shoe first.
Yeah.
Or I got to start wearing my batting gloves in my left hip pocket
I'm telling you, it's something. Like, I was really routinely. Like, you got to take the right ankle first. Always.
Yeah.
Take the right ankle first, left, all that other stuff like that.
It's just one of those things where if you believe that it works, then it works.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The comfortability of that.
The superstition or whatever you want to call it. Like, if you trick your mind into thinking something is happening, then it's happening.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it's real or not, if it's real to you, then it works. So I should shave the goatee. Goatee is 3 games under .500 right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Goatee got shut out last night. So, or maybe get rid of that thing.
Yeah.
Bald-faced Snit won a World Series.
He damn sure did. He damn
Mustache
sure.
Snit was a sex symbol, but I think was coaching in the minors back in the day.
What the hell did that come from?
Well, I think he was, wasn't he? He was sort of like, you know, back in the day, like Snit when he had the stash. Ladies were loving it, kind of thing.
Am I missing something, Bo?
I don't think so. He's just a good-looking dude.
Back yeah, man, this handsome mustache Snit.
Oh.
Just like anybody when they're rocking their stash, kind of feels a little bit
there's
sexier.
There's actually a picture of handsome mustache Snit in black and white hanging in the Truist Club.
That's dude, awesome.
The black and white brings it out to you.
Oh,
man.
Dude.
You
get a mustache pic from your prime years in black and white, you frame that thing and you put it up.
You get the right framing with the right lighting in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but no, he needs to shave that thing off.
Yeah, go clean shave it. Yeah, maybe it'll fix it.
Yeah, something.
Hey, this has nothing to do with any of that, but the picture I'm looking at of Kyle Pitts, he does have a mustache, which he doesn't normally have. Report from James Palmer, formerly of NFL Network, currently just reporting on the NFL, says Kyle Pitts has a foot issue, and he's in the building for the Falcons at OTAs, but he's just not on the field. So the reason that he's not participating in OTAs is not contract-related, which I never thought it was.
No,
I'd have a lot of nerve.
I'm kind of shocked that anybody would think it's contract-related.
A lot of nerve trying to get a new contract.
I'm really shocked that somebody thought it was.
But it's not great to hear that it's foot-related. Have no idea the severity of that, but that's not your favorite thing to hear this time of year.
No, because how long is it? What is the actual injury? Because a lot of times if it's something like that, you want to keep them out and everything like that. Or, you know, if you don't need to run it, don't run on it or something like that. You know, so I don't think it as view it as a big deal. Now, if you get close to June and he's – because you remember when he came off the knee injury, that was the biggest thing. Was he going to be on PUP and everything? And he was full go from the first day.
Yeah.
So I don't think –
but then like 7 weeks in, he didn't have very many catches. And they were like, I think he's a little hindered by his injury.
Exactly.
So, wait a minute.
So you
can't be telling us all offseason he's 100% and he's going to be back to normal. And then he has a bad first half of the year and we're supposed to buy that he's injured.
Yeah.
Like, save it. Save it for somebody else.
Yeah, man. But no
– he's out there.
As long as he's in the building – and everything like that, so it's not a big deal because he's there. And because OTA, they don't have to specify what is wrong.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this time of year, either last year, I think it was last year, Bijan was dealing with the little foot thing too and kind of wasn't participating in this stuff.
Yeah.
And then he was fine. Yeah. So, I mean,
he'd be fine.
Yeah, it's no big deal. I think. I don't know. I can't say that for sure. I have no idea.
I think
it
was more. If it was,
I'm not going to make a big
deal. If it was bigger than just that, then you might hear more. You know, and meaning – like, there's some things where if it's a bad foot injury, you're going to hear about it. Now, we found out that that one of the Bosa's, is it Joey, who's always hurt, he hurt his calf in OTAs. He's going to be out to training camp. I saw somewhere where a Lions player's having back surgery. He'll be back in training camp and things like that. As long as you're ready in July, which is a long ways away, you'll be fine.
Yep, no doubt.
You'll be fine.
But just the answer to why Kyle Pitts wasn't on the field yesterday for the Falcons, there it is. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joy. Bow, bow.
Halliburton for Indiana, left to right in yellow, down the right side, gliding through the air and laying it in.
He was outstanding.
Gliding through the air is an excellent description of what Tyrese Halliburton was doing, finishing at the rim yesterday. That one there might have been, he absorbed some pretty good contact a couple times and still finished.
Yeah.
Didn't get the call on a couple of them as well. 32 points. 15 assists, 12 rebounds, no turnovers. No one's ever done that before. No one's ever gone 32-15 in a playoff game and had zero turnovers. And, I mean, we talked about it yesterday with SGA being in complete control of his game, but also of the game. Tyrese Halliburton was in complete control of that game yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, the Knicks were trying to keep it close and everything like that, but they just, you know, the Pacers kept the pressure on. And then, you know, going down the stretch, I mean, he hit some big shots, made some big assists. His teammates hit big shots for him. And the Knicks, you know, they don't know what they are right now. I mean, you can't play without Karl-Anthony Towns and Brunson on the floor because they're your best two players.
Right.
But you can't play with them on the court because they're your two worst defenders.
Right.
And one's at the supposed to be at the top of your defense, one's at the back of the end of the defense, and they're just not good enough to get it done. Brunson came out aggressive and everything, and then he went into that
13 in the first quarter, I think.
And then he went to that damn flopping and all that other crap that he does, which is so freaking annoying. But they just ran out of steam. The Pacers are better.
That's what it is.
Yeah, the Pacers are a better basketball team. Yeah.
They're going to need a lot of steam in order to overtake the Pacers.
Yeah, the Pacers are just a better basketball team than what the Knicks are right now. Yeah. And then, you know, once the Knicks are eliminated, there are going to be a whole lot of questions. Do they blow this thing up? Obviously, you know, the big name in the NBA offseason is going to be what do teams want to do to get Giannis. And you know, to get him, you're going to have to give up a lot to get him. You know, because if you're Milwaukee, they don't have no picks. They don't want to be bad enough to have to give up people top five picks.
Right.
So they want to be a competitive basketball team.
What do you think Milwaukee would want off the Knicks roster?
Probably Karl Anthony Towns.
Right. That would probably have to be
the centerpiece
of the trade.
Yeah, him, Hart. Maybe do they have a unprotected first? And poof. Because he's trying to make the money right also, right?
Yeah. Now, luckily, Towns makes a ton. Yeah. So that'll help.
That'll help. Or in either Bridges or Anobi.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I could see that.
I give it up.
I could see Giannis going there and doing that.
Yeah, I give that up.
Yeah, I mean, look, you have to. You kind of see what it is, right? Yeah. Like, obviously a great year. They're about to get gentlemen swept out of the Eastern Conference Finals, probably. And the reason for that is because they're only okay. Like, they're only an okay basketball team that probably overachieved what their ceiling was this season by making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. The problem is that's a lot of guys to give up for one guy when you already have absolutely no depth.
And a coach that refuses to play guys. Exactly.
Now, I will say this about Tibbs is like, yeah, he gets knocked on a lot for that. And trying to go to the bench last night with DeLon Wright and Landry Shamet late and a little bit of Deuce McBride and stuff. I mean, he has won a lot of basketball games doing that.
Are they?
Like, Tibbs kind of knows what he's doing.
Are the Knicks, hold on, I want to say, I don't know, put them in the same boat as the Hawks. Can Jalen Brunson be the number one option on the championship?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. Right. No, because of what you just said at the beginning of all of that, he's a defensive liability. Same reason Trey.
Yeah.
Trey's a defensive liability. Like, Trey can't be the best guy on a championship team. Now, if you get a guy who's better than him and have a legitimate, 1-2 situation.
Like, why can't Giannis come here?
Two? Sure. Yeah. Giannis and Trey is a.
I'm thinking.
I don't know. You have to put a lot of other stuff around it.
Bye.
But from a.
Like, well, if you've been talking about the only thing with that is, like, they don't have anybody outside of Trey who has the number to match the salary.
Oh, yeah. Giannis. That's true.
And I'm not trading Trey.
I just mean Giannis and Trey.
Yes.
You can't just do Giannis and Trey and then be like, I don't care who you put out there, championship. You'd have to have some other really nice pieces.
But you're going to have to give up Jalen.
Oh.
You're going to have to give up Richa Shea.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're getting Giannis Antetokounmpo, fine. That's fine.
Yes. Like,
that's the right thing to do. You can't win a championship in the NBA right now if you don't have a top 10 player in the world. You don't have a top 10 player in the world.
Yes.
And if the goal is to win a championship, then go for it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you would then have one if you had Giannis. That would make sense to me if you were going to do that. But, are you surprised at all in the way that these two series have gone?
I thought Ant would be more aggressive offensively.
I thought Minnesota had a little bit more.
Me too.
I thought and they I were going to be able to have a little because more
because you think
form.
About how people are criticizing Ant's game last time. They still scored 126 points.
Yeah.
And lost by two.
And here's the thing. Like, if Ant took 27 shots and made 8 of them, people would be criticizing him for that too.
Yeah.
They lost, they're criticizing him. It's what people do.
That's what it is.
I think Ant is right. I think he played that game really well.
Yeah.
They just didn't quite have enough at the end.
Yeah, and that's where he needed to be more.
Yeah, maybe the final 3 minutes.
Yeah, he needed to be more right then. But, yeah, I mean, Shea shot with 30 times to get 40? Go shoot 30 damn times tonight.
Sure,
yeah.
But is that the right thing to do?
No.
Especially when you got guys like DiVincenzo and Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Jaden McDaniels that are balling. You know what I mean? He's finding them open.
He's finding them open, and they're coming in. They're coming through for him.
What's the difference between Ant driving and kicking to a wide-open Dante DiVincenzo for a three that goes in and Ant hitting a 25-foot step back that goes in? Nothing. 3 points.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference. I think Ant going to the rim and being aggressive is the right recipe.
Every time he goes, there's bodies.
I know. And then he throws it to an open shooter and they make it. Yeah.
So that sounds like the right play to make, right?
It was the right play to make.
They want him to be Superman.
I know.
You know who wouldn't have gave that up? Michael Jordan.
Which is just.
Did people not realize, like, Steve Curry hit a big shot? Michael threw it to John Paxton.
Yeah, man.
Mike Paxton
like,
hit the big
he made
shot.
The right play a lot of times.
Right play.
Yeah, this, like, Jordan wouldn't do this. What are you talking about? Like, he's playing incredibly well. He was very aggressive in game 3 and they won the game. He asserted himself early. They defended him differently in game four, and he found his teammates. They scored 125 points. They just couldn't get enough stops because SGA is one of the best players in the world right now. It happens. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just being like, if they win, Ant's amazing. If they lose, Ant's blowing it is the most ridiculous part of these playoffs to me. I think he's playing pretty good, man. He's playing pretty damn good. Hopefully he plays better tonight and they can keep the series going. Grant McCauley is going to join us next. We'll talk some Braves with him. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I just really like the idea of a truck driver eating candy while he's listening to us driving around.
Sitting up in North Sandy.
Yes, up there north.
Up there in Sandy. North of Sandy.
North of Sandy. Who knows? There's a lot of space north of Sandy Springs.
Yes. North of Sandy. What would that be? Roswell?
Yeah, Roswell's north of Sandy.
Okay.
You can keep going. Dawsonville.
Yeah, we love Dawsonville.
Tennessee is north of it as well. Who knows? I don't know how far north he's talking about.
You just had to go all the way up there.
Could be in Michigan, for all I know.
You just had to go all the way up
there. You know, truck drivers, they got long routes.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, they're in their truck for a long time.
Yeah, but you had to go all the way to Tennessee, huh?
I won't. I won't forget the sounder. Thank you, Abe. All right, 20 minutes from right now. 20 minutes from right now, we're going to get to an AMA.
It's like he got a lot of postage sticks on his refrigerator.
Yeah, like postage notes.
Yeah.
You postage notes guy?
Honestly, you would be shocked at how many things I just remember.
You just have it up there?
Yeah.
You just have a mental postage note? The only thing we use postage notes for in our house is Lily likes to stick them on my face. Like, I'll just lay there, and then she'll just stick them all over my face, and then we'll throw them away. We're not a big postage note family. Anyway, let's talk some baseball with Grant McCauley. Let's get him in here. Let's play the sounder.
Let's play the sounder.
Braves insider for the radio station, host of From the Diamond every single weekend as well. I mean, we haven't talked in a week, and some fun stuff has happened. So let's start with the fact that Ronald Acuña is back. Let me ask you this, Grant. Are you surprised that he looks as sharp as he has?
Short answer, no. But let me ask you, what is a postage note?
You know, like one of those little sticky notes.
I call them postage stickers.
That's a post-it note.
Post-it note. Yeah. Right.
I know yo from the South Country ass ain't judging us over
you
here,
knew
Grant.
What I mean.
You
no,
knew what
I would
talking
never
about.
Do that. I would have, as someone who grew up in South Georgia,
exactly.
I would never do that.
This is the type
baseball.
Of.
I just didn't know if I had missed out on a phenomenon whereby, right. You know, it's not as fun as a post-it note, but it has a very specific purpose because it can only be used for U.S. mail.
This is the type of behavior of a Braves insider when the team's 300.
Yeah, we start way too much time on my hands right now.
Nitpicking. If the Braves were in first place, postage note would have flown, no problem. But
it would have, but we're in a no-fly zone because we're not having as much fun here lately.
Yeah,
the Braves offense has been in a no-fly zone, and that kind of goes back to your question, which is, am I surprised to see Ronald Acuña Jr. looking the way he does? No, that's who he is. That's what he's capable of, and that's what the Braves need from him, but they need a lot more from the other guys, and I think that speaks more to what has been you know, the problem for this club is you've got a whole bunch of hitters who should be doing a lot more who, for whatever reason, whether it's something collective, whether it's individual, whether it's a combination of the two, they're just not doing it. And the pitching, I mean, we can look at the bullpen or look at a particular start and say, oh, well, this didn't go right or that didn't go right. But, I mean, I'm going on a solid month of not being able to point at that group and saying, well, you didn't get enough on the mound that night. They're allowed to have an off day every once in a while, but a sub-3 ERA dating back to the first week of May tells me the pitching staff has done everything it needs to do. The fact that the Braves offense is having trouble scoring more than 3 runs, that is the bigger issue for this team right now. And I was hoping, and I'm sure the Braves were too, that maybe Ronald Acuña Jr.'s presence might change all of that.
Why hasn't it? And I mean, what I mean by that, Grant, is it because, I mean, a lot of times when we have you on, and I'll ask the same question, is it just this or is it just baseball being baseball? You know, it is a long game, all those things. But some of these guys have been struggling for quite a few times, not just this first 50 games.
A year.
Yeah. And so what is there something you pinpoint? I mean, is it just, cause I don't ever want to put is who these guys just are. Cause they always say the phrase is the back of the baseball card type situation. But I mean, is there anything specific why this team is struggling away? I keep saying pressing. That's just me. That's my way of maybe expressing why I think they're struggling.
No, you're not wrong. I think that that's been a major symptom of this offense's struggles for a while. But, you know, how exactly they fix that, even somebody like me that's watched a lot of baseball, and I've seen good, bad, and indifferent of the Braves, and obviously you know, a lot of baseball just in general that can let you know what a good team looks like and what a good team does. And this team is just struggling to do some very basic things at times. It's easy to point at them and say, okay, well, maybe they're too reliant on the home run. Okay, well, maybe, but I don't necessarily think that that's all they're trying to do in every single at bat. I mean, sometimes hitting the ball to the right side to move a runner to third, getting a sac fly. I'm not going to sit here and tell you they need to start bunting for either hits or to move runners along. I don't think we need to go back to the 1920s to fix the offense, but the quality of the at bats in some cases. You know, getting a pitcher in trouble, then jumping on a first pitch out of the zone and hitting a pop-up, rolling over on the first pitch, hitting into double plays. Obviously, strikeouts can be a problem, but it's just everything that you would think that would normalize itself over the course of a calendar year now really just hasn't normalized. Some guys have had some hot streaks in there. Let's not pretend they haven't. But they haven't been able to get the group, the collective, moving in the right direction. And I think we need to let 2023 be its own thing. It burned very brightly, and it was beautiful to watch for a year. That's an outlier, is what I would call it. It doesn't mean that they're not capable of more than they're doing right now, but I think certainly everyone's expectations have come crashing back to earth. And I don't. It's not fire the hitting coach, clearly. You can't just do that over and over and over again. That's already happened. So to make a long story short and to allow you the time to ask another question, I really don't know what it is that will fix this Braves club, and I don't think they do either.
Yeah, I know. That's the hard part of it, is we keep coming up with the thing that's not there as maybe the answer, and Acuna was that for the first 50, and it's only been four games, so maybe it will be, but yeah, I don't know how him being there fixes a year-long sample set for some of these guys. Let me ask you about Strider. He was back for, I know it was his third start, but kind of his second start of really being back. What did you make of the way that he looked last night versus his first time?
Yeah, better than the first time, but still a little bit erratic. Obviously, the hit-by-pitch of Bryce Harper, you could point at that. I'd look more so at the four walks and say, you know, that's the frustrating thing for Strider, especially he had, I think, thrown 60 pitches through three innings, and I was kind of thinking, all right, I don't know that they're going to push him much beyond 90. Is he going to be able to get through five? Has a super efficient fourth inning, then gets in a little bit of trouble there in the fifth and the walks, and ultimately had to come out around 90 pitches, which, unfortunately, I think that the governor is kind of still on right now, and you don't want to push it too far in the first handful of starts that he's back. But eventually, he'll get a little bit more leeway to throw beyond and get himself out of trouble in a fifth inning at the very least like that. But from what I saw, I mean, it was trending in the right direction. I still think as he goes along, he'll add some velocity. I think he can live in certain quadrants with what he has right now, but there is a big difference of being able to dot the top of the strike zone or get guys to expand at 98+. And having to put 95 or 96 where it absolutely must go with little margin for error, especially if you don't feel like you've got the command of some of your other pitches. The slider was a little bit all over the place. It was effective in getting some swings and misses, but there were a lot of non-competitive pitches in there as well. So a little bit of a mixed bag for him, but a step in the right direction.
Brad, how would you rate or grade their fielding so far this year?
A+. Okay. I think the fielding has been a huge, huge part of this club's success. And right. If you want to take the plus away, that's fine. I realize that you could look at Austin Riley and say, hey, what's been going on with him lately? Right. Then he goes off and makes an incredible play like he made last night that I thought was tremendous. He's better than, you know, the lulls, and I guess you could say that for the hitting as well. But, you know, you look at what Nick Allen has done, what Michael Harris has done, what Matt Olson is doing over there. I think Ozzie range-wise has been better this year. I know the arm is still going to be an issue for him, but it is kind of what it is. And I think Ronald has shown with his arm, he's a playmaker in right field, even if he doesn't necessarily grade out as above average. And behind the plate, I think they're getting great things from Baldwin and Murphy. So collectively, this is a very good defensive club. I looked at a lot of metrics over the past couple of weeks. I talked about it on From the Diamond on Sunday. This is a definite strength for the club. They're a top three defensive club by most metrics in baseball, and we haven't seen that kind of thing in recent memory for the Braves.
Well, that's the thing about, I mean, you mentioned Nick Allen, obviously. The play he made last night, he got fouled by Ozzie and still got the double play in there. Man. That was like an and one double play. Yeah, that was impressive. And then Michael Harris has been, you know, he's obviously struggled at the plate, but some of the stuff that he's done in center field is I mean, up there with some of the great catches you've ever seen. So, you know, obviously he's still contributing in that way. Let me ask you this. I know it's still a ways away, and I don't want the next, 7 weeks or whatever, every time Grant comes on to be like, who are they going to trade for? But with some of the guys that have been struggling for as long as they have been, being core piece guys, like long-term contract guys, do you think that they would ever consider moving any of those guys at the deadline to try to upgrade a different spot?
You know, that's an interesting question, and I actually talked to Alex Anthopoulos at length in spring training about those deals, and now that we're a few years through those deals, I mean, they stand fast with a few different things. We know they don't offer no-trade clauses, but there is a certain, I think, commitment, obviously, that you make to a player that, hey, we want you here for a long time. Do you want to be here for a long time? Then we're going to agree to this deal, that you don't want to start wheeling and dealing those pieces off 2-3 years into those contracts. I think some you might start to consider as they go toward the back end of the contract, where that's just the business of baseball, but there aren't really many that are quite in that place yet. I guess you could look at Ozzie in that way, but I think he's at his lowest value ever. So, and then who are you going to put at second base is a whole different question. But I just don't see that the Trayshon Murphy camp obviously has been loud this year when Drake Baldwin is hitting well, but I still think we need to see Drake Baldwin over a longer period of time, and we'll kind of understand the value of having both of those guys. But you're not trading Acuna. You're not trading Olson. You're not trading Austin Riley. I don't think you're trading Michael Harris at his lowest value either, or Spencer Strider. So I don't really see any of these deals that you look at and you're like, okay, well, here's how we make the club better. We trade our struggling or bad player for a good player somewhere else. Who's making that deal? Right. Nobody's making that deal. Right. So you're kind of hemmed in, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that we talked a little bit about that at the beginning of the show. It's like these long-term low-money contracts are awesome when the guy's doing well, but then when it's kind of been like this, it's like, dang, this guy's going to be here for a while. Hopefully he figures it out.
Yeah, and there's one other thing I would add in terms of, like, you know, I know a lot of people look at it and say long-term, lower money, but there's a big difference in signing a deal that buys out some arbitration years when you're 4 or 5 years away from free agency and what market value would be. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket surgeon, and I'm saying that with all irony involved.
Yeah, you're not like saying postage notes, you know?
right. I would never say that. But it doesn't take a genius to realize that, yes, if Ronald Acuna Jr. at 21 years old was on the free agent market, he would have gotten $500 million. But he wasn't going to get there for 5 more years. And then, I'm just using him as an example, there is the inherent risk that injury can affect that contract. So if everything went great, yeah, Acuna might be one of the more quote-unquote underpaid superstars in the game, but ultimately we're seeing with some of these deals that it's not just like sunshine and lollipops all the way to the free agent market where they might leave at that point, but, you know, the team assumes some risk, the player looks for the long-term commitment of the club and the money that they can get up front and then hope to get to free agency and make another big contract. But it hasn't just been this slam dunk for the Braves. And to your point and to your question, yeah, could they deal some of these pieces? Sure, maybe, I guess, at some point. But I just don't think they're really in the place where they're considering that or have options that they'd actually want to deal away.
Grant, thank you.
Appreciate it, G-Mac.
Great stuff.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Grant McCauley there, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. Sunshine and lollipops? Probably not going to be any of that in Philadelphia tonight.
Oh, no. I looked at it again.
I don't know how they feel about lollipops.
Philadelphia?
Yeah. My kids love them.
Hate him.
Lily loves him. Jack doesn't really understand.
But I don't know what's the deal with my boy. The one oldest one, he likes him, and then his little dude. Like, mama buys all those dum-dums. She'll bring a whole bag. Yeah. And like, we were at her house on Saturday. It was a whole thing full of them.
Oh, yeah. When I was there, she was handing them out.
Yeah. It was free for him. And all he did was unwrap all of them. And he unwrapped all of them and didn't eat none of them. Just yelling out colors.
Jack, well, at least he knows his colors.
Yeah, yelling out colors.
Jack puts it in his mouth, but then he doesn't, like, swallow the saliva.
Yeah, so it just drools out.
So just the drooly, sticky dum-dum spit is just on his chin.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, dude, you're supposed to eat it. Like, that's
that.
He doesn't get to that. Anyway, we'll get to an AMA coming up next on Sports Radio. Load the phone lines up, 404-726-0929. We would love to hear from you. We would love to answer your questions next. Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Hey, one thing to remind you about. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming up, and we would love to see you. You can join us on Friday, June 13th. Hey, Friday the 13th. I hadn't thought about that. Friday, June 13th. But it's okay. It'll be a celebration. Yeah. Nothing bad's going to happen. At Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter, as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9thegame.com, click the contest page, tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff, or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather or your kid or your coach or anyone important in your life. Presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns on June 28th for the Quaker State 400, and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com. Couple phone lines available if you want to jump on for the AMA, 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you, but we'll start with Richard, who's in Gwinnett. Hey, Richard.
Hey, guys. So I work at Starbucks, and a lot of times I'm asking people, you know, just break the ice questions, like what their favorite movie is. And so just a two-part question. If you're at Starbucks, what are you getting? And what's your favorite movie, if you have a favorite movie?
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
That's a hard job, by the way.
What's that?
Starbucks barista. People are mean.
Oh, I would think so.
They want their coffee
in a specific way. I would
My brother worked at a Starbucks drive-thru for like 3 years, and he was every single day was like, I'm going to either kill someone or quit.
I would think so. I don't drink Starbucks, but I have drank Starbucks. I got a Starbucks. We're in Vegas because I couldn't find a coffee place.
Yeah.
And I got black coffee.
Yeah, I get a black coffee.
Yeah, I got a black coffee.
I try to avoid Starbucks myself.
Yeah.
If I can. But sometimes you can't, you know, sometimes it's the only option.
We're a Dunkin' family.
Okay.
I mean, they are a Dunkin'. I'm part of the family, but then we're Dunkin'.
You're a Folgers guy.
I'm a Folgers. Like, yeah, give me Folgers my coffee crystals. There. Yeah. Give my coffee there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my favorite.
If I have an allegiance to any coffee shop, it's probably Rev in Smyrna.
Okay.
That's our favorite one that we go to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just a black coffee.
It's so crazy because the expected of we're supposed to get Dunkin' like every Saturday is amazing to me.
You know, just get a bag of it and make it at home. They don't have to go anywhere.
No, they like all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah, they want like a caramel.
Yeah. And, no, all the donuts and the sandwiches and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12 Munchkins every Saturday, dog.
Munchkins?
Never fails. 12 chocolate. Yep. Not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not for me.
Huh. Yeah, every time her folks come to town, they go to Krispy Kreme. Not a big donut guy.
Nah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
They're fine.
The best donuts
I think they're all the same.
The best donuts I ever had in my life were the donuts. What's it called? The one they used to deliver here. That Oren got all the time. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Is it Sublime? Yes, Sublime. Was the best the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, I'm not saying donuts aren't good. Yeah. I'm not a huge donut person. And I think every place. Like Krispy Kreme's got good donuts.
Yes.
I'm not saying I'm saying
the line was awesome.
Some are better than others, but yeah. All right. Favorite movie?
House Party and Coming to America.
Mine's Major League. One. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Hey, fellas, since we're just coming off a big race weekend, I always wonder, what does a race car driver do if he's in the middle of a race and have to do a strong number two?
Good question. That's a great question.
A crane operator who's built, like, who's moving stuff at the top of this huge crane, what if he gets up there and have to come down? I was just wondering. I know what Andy would do. Andy goes in the porta potty anywhere he can.
That's
so.
True. Fine. That's no problem true. For me. But I just take the elevator down.
That's always the thing, man. Like, you're in that damn race car. You're in that race car.
I like that he said a strong number two.
A strong.
I've never heard that phrase before.
That's facial.
Yeah.
That's facial expression.
Yeah, exactly.
Something tells me your body
you're making noises.
Didn't your body prevent that from happening?
I'm pretty sure they got some way to train. Because I'm sure they don't eat a lot or have a lot in their body. I mean, it's,
yeah,
it's
your
hot
body
in the
knows
car,
when
so
it's
you got to be. I'm sure they got some kind of water thing coming out to keep them hydrated because you in that it's hot as hell. You're in that uniform and that
yeah,
car is hot. So, yeah, you
hydrate. They just, if you got to pee, you just pee?
I'm sure you pee in yourself, yeah.
You just go?
Yeah, I would, but see, here's the thing with me. I'd rather pee in drawers than a diaper, though.
And just,
you
just
know,
wear it?
They might have like one. Remember that the crazy lady who rode cross country with the astronaut diaper on?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to pee on myself.
Huh.
I ain't peeing no diaper. I got too grown for that.
They got man size. You're using a pamper.
I don't care.
They got Randy size diapers.
I'm not peeing no diaper, dog. I don't want no diaper rash. Have you ever had one?
Get some Desitin.
Have you ever had one?
Some Boudreaux.
Yeah.
We're a Boudreaux family.
I can't stand Boudreaux. That is too much.
What do we mean?
I don't like it. It's too hard to clean up. Like,
oh, it is hard to get off
your fingers. Yeah, it's hard to get off your damn fingers.
I just like it because it's called Boudreaux butt paste.
Yeah. But
and that's a funny-ass name.
Yeah, I remember having them diaper rashes, man.
Oh, yeah. We're still rocking
through
that.
I had to talk to Mom. Like, Mom.
Every number two Jack takes is a strong number two.
Yeah.
Because it comes with facial expressions and noises. When do you start going quiet? Because he's still making the noises. The Lily's quiet now. She'll sit on the toilet and be quiet. She's a very ladylike.
Yeah.
You know? It's a dainty number two.
Dainty. Well, she's a girl.
Yeah. Jacks every single time. And he wants me to know about it, too. He'll walk over and be like, I'm like, oh, dude, your face is turning red.
Yeah, man.
Don't hurt yourself.
I need you.
All right. Mike is in Ackworth. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good.
All right, so the NFL so gung-ho about getting into other countries, international. You got the MLB, NHL, NBA, MLS, all in Canada. Why hasn't the NFL gone in and stolen some Canada teams? Or have our Super Bowl champion play the CFL champion and have like an international bowl?
Because it'd be appreciate a beat it. Down.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one. it'd be a tough day for the Toronto Argonauts.
Yeah, it'd be a straight massacre.
Chad Kelly going up against Bills defense.
It'd be a damn massacre.
That is a good question.
About the last
place
team playing the CFL team.
Oh, yeah.
The winner gets to stay in the NFL.
Finishes
Shador leads the Cleveland Browns into Edmonton.
But why don't they have a team in Toronto? Every other league's gone up there.
I don't know if they're ready to give that up. Like, NFL teams up there, I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't give that conference in that country enough respect. They love the CFL.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I don't know if they want an NFL product in that country.
Hmm.
I just don't.
Yeah.
Now, they talked about putting the Bills there. Bills play games over there, mm-hmm. everything like that. But, yeah, I don't.
And the NFL is the one league where the owners are just a little bit different than the other leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the other leagues have been much quicker to do other international stuff, obviously having teams in Canada, but playing games other places. Now, the NFL's coming along, but, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You've also got the timing, seasons, and when the CFL competes versus NFL, and there's some weather issues.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cold. You got a road game in Montreal in December. Chris is in Canton. Hey, Chris.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hello,
I got
Chris.
A Hawks question for you.
All right.
Andy, would you trade Andy? And Andy, would you trade Randy to Milwaukee for Giannis straight up? And if you do, the other guy gets a $100,000 raise.
Hell yeah.
No way. I'm not trading you to Milwaukee.
Oh, that he said when I trade myself and I get a $100,000 raise. Hell yeah, I go live in Milwaukee.
For $100,000?
Why not? Do I got to move there?
Yeah.
No, hold on.
No. I'm talking about, can I work from the crib?
No, you have to go live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Well, my boy's there now.
Who?
ST.
Sean Thompson?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Last time I talked to him, yeah. He's up there.
All right. So you got one.
Would I trade myself?
No. I think he's asking Randy if you would trade Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, he asked if I would trade
you. And vice versa.
Oh, hell no. No.
I thought I'd trade myself.
I wouldn't trade myself either. I would sacrifice myself for the Hawks to get Giannis.
For 6 years? And then you got, how long do you have to live in Milwaukee?
Oh, is he talking about from the beginning or from point right now?
You trade Randy for Giannis and you go to Milwaukee.
Okay, right now.
With no return date.
But $100,000 more dollars a year is pretty.
I mean, you live in Milwaukee. I'd say living in Atlanta is worth at least $100,000 extra a year versus Milwaukee. plus also, like, you know, first of all, I'm not trading Randy for anything.
No.
But like what? So Giannis comes here for 4 years and then what? Hey, Randy's in Milwaukee. I'm working with Abe. And then what? And then 4 years from now, Giannis is gone. They didn't even get a championship for it.
Okay.
And then what are we doing? You know what I mean? Yeah. No. You and me are going to be doing this radio show longer than any person who plays for the Hawks right now will play for the Hawks.
Yeah, it's kind of looking like that.
And that's not even a crazy statement.
It's
like,
not.
That's like.
Now I'm trying to think, like, would I take that over?
What?
Because of you guys. And I'm just trying to think, like, there's potential Reed Shea could be there.
Oh,
let's say 14 more years.
Because we got like at least 9, but who knows? It's going pretty good, so we probably got.
I mean,
more
it'd have to be like Rizochet.
Bash and Jack are pretty young,
yes.
So like we got they tacked a couple extra years onto the 15 probably. Yeah, so Rizochet played 1 year. So you're saying you're pretty confident Rizochet will be a Hawk in 10 years from now?
I thought you meant from now forward. Like, will you be on air by the time every current member of this Hawks roster is off the roster?
I bet we will be.
I know. You might be. But that also could be, like, 14 years from now.
Reese Shea is going to have to be pretty good. In order, you know what I mean?
But not good enough to make money that they won't spend on him.
Yeah, right. Because then they'd have to keep him. But no, you couldn't pay me. I'm not moving to Milwaukee for $100,000.
No.
Maybe for, like, $1 million.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Milwaukee's, yeah, it is.
I've never been. I'm just ignorantly talking trash.
I've been.
But it right? seems
I've,
terrible.
I've been to Milwaukee. Say that the Intercontinental down there in Milwaukee, man. I'm just telling you, I judge everything by shapes.
Yeah.
All right.
How was it?
Andy. I mean, it was some yams. I ain't gonna say it wasn't no yams in there, all right? You know what? Never mind. It just wasn't.
Yeah, you're not going.
Yeah, so I won't go.
You're not going.
I like mine.
I'm not going.
I like my dancing in stilettos, all right? Not flats.
Were they wearing work boots?
Yeah, I like mine too. I like stilettos when I'm in the shake.
They're wearing lugs?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Yeah. As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Lady Blue Devils lost 2 or 3 foot Trevor Hoffman last night.
Dang it. Change ups. Randy doesn't do lameness.
No.
I had another one. I'll say it at the end if you guys don't have it.
Hope she kept the ballet body because her mama sure didn't.
Damn.
And they're smart. Then there's penitentiary reading smart.
Go chew on bark. Probably my new go-to insult.
Yeah.
Paul Feinbaum's taking it.
And
duvets are the biggest scams in the entire linen industry.
They are. Also, Randy said, sometimes special can bring out the cute.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Hey, have a great rest of your hump day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.